here's a story from The World.
Here's what we've been hearing about the coronavirus in Turkey. The country's done a pretty good job handling the outbreak. Turkey never had to go into a full lockdown, and its per capita death rate is lower than most of Western Europe. But many Turkish doctors are concerned that the outbreak is much worse than the government is letting on. Duru Buscarin has more from Istanbul.
As long as you're wearing a mask, Istanbul is largely open for business again. People ride the bus to work. They gather at crowded outdoor cafes. On weekends, they take their kids to the city beaches. Even the tourists are starting to trickle back. Plenty of people still work from home. You might get your temperature checked entering a mall or a restaurant. But for a lot of Turkish society, life feels almost normal. Until you pass through the walls of a hospital. Doctors who work for public hospitals in Turkey face retaliation from the government if they speak publicly without permission. So we spoke to this ICU doctor anonymously over the phone on his lunch break.
Actually, right now, the danger we are facing is very big.
Every day, he takes care of patients with the worst of coronavirus infections, intubating patients so they can keep breathing while their body fights the infection. Only half will make it out of this unit alive, a statistic that tracks with a lot of hospitals around the world.
Most of our patients are elderly, and they have other illnesses too. But we also have young patients, like 17 years old in the ICU, or patients in their 20s and 30s who died without chronic conditions.
And this number appears to be climbing. After the Muslim holiday of Bayram, he says, his hospital went from one ICU unit full of coronavirus patients to four. But Turkey's Ministry of Health has only registered a slight increase in case numbers. This doctor is one of several who say the numbers are deliberately underreported.
We have started to self-censor.
He explains it this way. While most countries follow World Health Organization guidelines to count coronavirus cases, Turkey only counts cases that have been confirmed with a test. This doctor says that even if a patient is being treated for coronavirus, they might not be added to the official tally.
If a patient dies of COVID, but their last result is negative, we don't write it in the report because we know it's not going to be approved by the public health officials.
Turkey's largest doctors association has released public statements warning of undercounted case numbers since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Halis Yerlikaya is a member of the association's governing council. He says that in Turkey's largely Kurdish southeast, where he's based, intensive care units are full. Patients with minor symptoms are being turned away from hospitals to make room for more serious cases.
At the beginning of the pandemic, we were able to do the necessary treatment. But right now, we can't hospitalize people. We can't accept patients because we have no capacity. The same is true for the whole region.
Meanwhile, most healthy people live their lives as if everything is normal. Government officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, have acknowledged that case numbers are going up, but deny that any hospitals are full. At an opening ceremony for a new research center, he pointed to Turkey's success in the pandemic compared to other countries.
Salgın döneminde pek çok gelişmiş ülkenin
We witnessed the collapse of healthcare systems of many developed countries during the epidemic period. We have seen states that cannot maintain their supply chain despite their economic strength and cannot maintain public order.
State and pro-government media don't question Turkey's official statistics. They favor stories about spiking case rates in other parts of the world and miraculous recoveries of strong elderly Turks. For doctors on the front lines who aren't permitted to speak publicly, this is infuriating.
The decision to reopen was based on economic reasons, not actually human health. What we are saying is that the health of a human is more precious than the economy.
For that reason, he says, He hopes people continue to self-isolate as much as possible. The worst, he fears, is yet to come. For The World, I'm Derry Bouscarin, Istanbul. From PRX.